This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The ruling National Democratic Alliance NDA has secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member House. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. The BJP emerged as the largest party, winning 89 seats. Its ally, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, led Janata Dal United 185 seats, while Union Minister Chirag Paswan led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas bagged 19 seats. Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular, headed by former Chief Minister Jitin Ram Manjhi, won 5 seats, while Upendra Kushwaha led Rashtriya Lok Morcha bagged 4 seats. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan managed to win only 35 seats. The Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD bagged 45 seats, while the Congress won 6 seats. The Communist Party of India ML Liberation 2 seats, and the CPIM and Indian Inclusive Party bagged 1 seat each. Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi led AIMIM won 5 seats, while Bahujan Samaj Party PSP got 1 seat. Prashant Kishore's Jan Swaraj Party failed to secure any seat in the Bihar elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda, and senior BJP leader Amit Shah have thanked people of Bihar for giving the alliance a historic and unprecedented mandate. Addressing party members at BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said, "The victory in Bihar assembly elections is a mandate for politics of development and rejection of politics of nepotism."
बिहार ने ये सुनिश्चित किया है बिहार की महान भूमि पर फिर कभी जंगल राज की वापसी नहीं होने वाली. आज की ये जीत बिहार की उन माताओं बहनों और बेटियों की है जिन्होंने सालों तक आरजेडी के शासन में जंगल राज का आतंक झेला है. ये जीत बिहार के उस नौजवान की है जिसके भविष्य को कांग्रेस और लाल झंडे वालों के आतंक के कारण बर्बाद किया गया.
बिहार चीफ मिनिस्टर नीतीश कुमार एक्सप्रेस ग्रेटिट्यूड टू ऑल कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंट पार्टीज ऑफ द एनडीए एंड इट्स लीडर्स. ही सेड द पीपल ऑफ द स्टेट हैव डेमोंस्ट्रेटेड देयर ट्रस्ट इन द कोएलिशन गवर्नमेंट बाय गिविंग द एनडीए अ ह्यूज मेजॉरिटी इन स्टेट असेंबली इलेक्शन. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has said that they are grateful to those voters in Bihar who supported the Mahagathbandhan. Mr. Kharge said they'll study the election results and will present a detailed perspective after understanding the reasons for the outcomes. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, also extended gratitude to the voters in Bihar who expressed their trust in the Mahagathbandhan. Mr. Gandhi said the Congress Party and the India Alliance will review this result and make their efforts to save democracy. Meanwhile, in the assembly by-poll held in 8 constituencies spread over 7 states, BJP and Congress have won 2 seats each. Aam Aadmi Party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, Mizo National Front and People's Democratic Party have won 1 seat each. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will visit the under-construction bullet train station in Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. He will also visit Dediyapada and participate in a program marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. On the occasion, he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructure and development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees and also address the gathering. India will celebrate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas today to commemorate the birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Center has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognizing the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Over time, this observance expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states with cultural programs, exhibitions and educational activities that bring the legacy of tribal heroes to life. Speaking on the occasion, the great-grandson of Birsa Munda spoke about the government's recent initiatives to improve the livelihoods of the tribal communities in India. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen stormed into the semi-finals of the Kumamoto Masters Japan tournament, upsetting former world champion Loki Yeo in straight games. Lakshya will now face world number 13 Kenta Nishimoto of Japan in the semi-finals today. In shooting, former Asian champion Isha Singh clinched a bronze medal in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Championship Rifle and Pistol in Egypt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.